Welcome to a new special series called The Bathroom Break. That extra 10 minutes you either have to listen to marketing tips or use the bathroom, or both. But I don't recommend both, but that's your choice.
This collab's gonna be super fun. We have Daniel Murray from the Marketing Millennials and me, Jay Schwedelson, from the Do This Not That podcast and subjectline.com. Each episode in the series, we are gonna go over quick tips about different marketing topics. And if you wanna be in the bathroom, fine, just don't tell us about it. Thanks for checking it out.
We are back with another episode of Bathroom Break. I am here with the Jay Schwedelson, and I'm Daniel Murray. And I want to know, there's a trend that's going around, and you are in the know of six or seven. And I know something else is six or seven that's coming up. What's coming up in six or seven that you're planning for on the 6th and 7th of November?
Well, first of all, 6-7's over, all right? I mean, the fact that we're talking about it means it's very, very, very over. So let's skip that. There's this thing called Group 7. If you don't know that, you can look that up and still be cool. But so my giant virtual conference is on November 6th and 7th in a few days, and I'm actually losing my mind. I need this thing to just happen already because I'm losing it.
Yeah, Jay has this tendency of taking a million things on and then losing his mind.
Well, I'll give you an example. Okay, let me tell you like things I'm working on right now for the events that's coming up. So we're doing a karaoke, this no-look karaoke. So the contestants are going to be blindfolded. I'm going to be one of them. And then we have Nick Lachey from 98 Degrees and Love is Blind judging the singing. And so there's going to be, I think, four singers, and I think there's four different songs that we're going to spin a wheel. And then whatever song it lands on, I'm going to have a bandana covering my eyes, and everybody attending virtually, the thousands of people, are going to see the words, but I won't have the words. So I'm trying to memorize these four songs. So like one of the songs, for example, is Celine Dion, My Heart Will Go On,
from Titanic. That's a high-pitched song right there.
Yeah, it's like near, far, wherever,
And so I'm in my car. This live. You're going to see this live, everybody.
The last week, I'm in my car singing this crap.
I can imagine people just like, what is this guy doing?
Yeah. Oh my God, what ridiculous. Anyway, you got to be there. So speaking of being there, Daniel just had his big conference called Marketing Land, and he did a marketing tactic that we're going to break down that I think everybody should be doing. So Daniel, what did you do that's an under the radar tactic to really generate awareness for the event that you just put on?
I don't even think it's an event in general. And Jay, to be honest, has been telling me this for 4 years to get on this. But we officially launched a LinkedIn newsletter. And I wanted to say that I wouldn't say it replaces having an actual email list. And I'm not going to ever say that, because emails are golden. But what we did is, and I'll tell you like the pros and cons of what happened, is we decided to launch a LinkedIn newsletter to drive subscribers. And Mark Millennials has a lot of followers on this page. So I was like, okay, what happens when you launch a LinkedIn newsletter? It goes out to everybody who follows the page. Or if you do it on your own page, it goes on to all your followers. So if you have a personal page, it goes to all your followers, and it says subscribe to the newsletter. So the minute I launched it, I started getting subscribers rolling in. But I'll tell you the biggest mistake that I made, because I was like, okay, subscribers are going to roll in. I'm going to post the newsletter and it's going to get sent to everybody. But what I realized is that the best tactic to do is wait until the subscribers come and then send the first newsletter. So I was waiting and looking at my metrics and looking, why has there been zero emails sent for this? And this tactic, and we got some subscribers, but it was just from people who looked at the article, not looking at the actual news, getting sent the newsletter. So it was a flop at first, but then I was like, hey, can we just send another newsletter the next week right before the event? And then I saw LinkedIn send the newsletter to 80, 90% of the list, and we drove over 700-800 registrations from just doing that.
So let me just break that down a little further with what we're talking about. And I'm going to give you Daniel's stuff, but it also applies if you're really small. You could do this on your personal page. You only need at least 150 followers or connections. And on your company page, you could do the same thing. And this is the only thing in social media that beats the algorithm, because what Daniel's talking about is when you launch a LinkedIn newsletter, the way you do it is you go to start a new post and you click, there's a button that says write article on like the right hand side. When you do that, there's another button that says start a newsletter. When you click start a newsletter, they ask you to name the newsletter, whatever. And as soon as you do that and you set it up, it will then send out a notification to every single person that you are connected with or that follows you or your company page saying, do you want to subscribe? Now, Daniel has a sizable audience. So his Marketing Millennials has like 1.2 million or whatever followers. So how many subscribers did you get kind of like over those first week or two?
We got, I think it was around 12 to 15% of the like the base. So if you're doing this for yourself, you probably will get 15, I think we'll end up probably like 20% of your follower base. So let's say even if you give 1,000 connections or 2,000, that's still a sizable email list to have 200, 400 people that you can get past the algorithm and get in their inbox, and LinkedIn's doing it for you. So if you start that, but Jay has been doing this for a while. He tried to launch a new tactic, and you've been doing this a lot too. I saw that you do this on your talk recently. You've been doing this steal this tactic thing where you do a new tactic and you just tell people this is your tactic you're doing.
Right. I got in trouble with this. So what Daniel's talking about, when he launches LinkedIn newsletter, and by the way, every time Daniel now publishes his LinkedIn newsletter for free on LinkedIn's dime, it doesn't just get posted on his feed, on his Marketing Millennials feed. An email goes out from LinkedIn and it's the newsletter, as if it was a regular email newsletter, and it goes right to the inbox. It has like 100% deliverability to the inbox. If you're not taking your same content that you're sending out with your regular newsletter, business, consumer, whatever, or any offers, stick them in a LinkedIn newsletter, start it, because you don't even need to keep publishing it. It just keeps adding new subscribers. But I got in trouble with LinkedIn. They actually reached out to me and I had to like undo stuff, which was wild. So, basically it's kind of like a hack to beat the algorithm, that if you you can launch multiple LinkedIn newsletters, you don't need to just have one on your personal page or your company page. So I was like, you know what? I wanted to get a lot of people registering for my guru conference. I said, I have an idea. What if I launch a new newsletter, and basically it's a newsletter that all it is register for the conference. And when I was saying in my head, when I do that, it's going to notify every single person that I'm connected to or that follows me with this notification about my conference. I go, this is great. So I did that and I put this big thing on LinkedIn, steal this tactic. And I launched the newsletter purely as a subscription offer for Guru Conference. And I would say I was very impressed. Within about 45 minutes, I got a note from some important person on LinkedIn saying, dude, you can't do that. That's not a good use of our community. You're not doing the right thing. That's not what it's there for. Bad. And I was like, uh-oh, I didn't want to go to LinkedIn jail, because I'm really never trying to do bad stuff. I just thought I was like being smart. So don't do that.
I will also add one other thing. LinkedIn is very anti-links. Like in your posts, you have to do certain tactics to get a link in a post to drive people off. But in a LinkedIn newsletter, you can add as many links as you want, and they still send the email to all these people. And I'll give you some stats. It's probably going to end up being a little more than this. But for example, the email had a 25% open rate, which is pretty good for something that's not coming from a personal name. It comes from LinkedIn. So a 25% open rate on your list for free as a marketing tactic to just show that you have good content, thought leadership. It's pretty. And if you want to, Jay says copy and paste your newsletter. I think you should give like samples in these newsletters, like a little tastes of what you do in your full size content. So you could say, here's a cool stat from this blog post that we wrote. Here's a good cool thing that we do here, and get people to come off that newsletter to what you're doing. But you can give them all, it's still valuable to give them good tidbits in that newsletter that drive them to your stuff. So have a plan to get people out of that newsletter to your stuff. But I think it's a tactic that you should probably steal any type of business that you want to just keep aware that you're with your followers. And if it's a low-level way to start a newsletter before you want to actually start a newsletter, an actual email newsletter. Because when you start an email newsletter, you really have to go commit hard to grow.
And the other thing I'll throw out there, I think people sleep on, is the email address that you give LinkedIn is like the one you're never going to change. It's the one that you really care about because you don't want to have to change that, right? Especially for anybody out there that's business to business, primarily the email address that you have in your database is going to be somebody's corporate domain. This allows your newsletter actually go to their personal domain email address, because that's what they have with LinkedIn. So it's just another way to hit people at the exact right place. That's a very, very hard email address to get access to.
Yeah, I mean, you don't physically get the email address, but you get that real estate. And I think the goal of marketing in general is to find that underpriced real estate, get into places where other people can't get into or are harder to get into. And LinkedIn newsletter is a way to get into a place where it's harder normally to get your email. So you have two now avenues. You could do your regular emails and a LinkedIn newsletter and get in the inbox in two different ways. And now you have two different ways of fighting for space in a high real estate. And it's coming from LinkedIn. So if you don't have high domain authority or high like brand awareness, LinkedIn definitely has high brand awareness. So you might get even a higher open rate if they don't know who you are from a LinkedIn send.
All right. So before we wrap up here, Daniel, you did your big event. Daniel, like thousands of people, this thing, exhausting. The event ends. Do you just collapse? Do you like go to bed at 8 o'clock last night? Or are you like, you feel so energized, you go out in Miami and you rage, you go to all the clubs?
The minute the event ended, I slapped my computer and I did not open Slack, and like people were slacking me. But there's this whole thing at my event where there was this inside joke that about like people giving nuggets, and like they kept like saying nuggets, like McDonald's nuggets. And then at the end, everybody's like, I love Nugget Land. And it was just like this whole like, I think next year I'm going to launch a Nugget Land.
I'll go.
I was like, McDonald's, if you're hearing this, please sponsor us. We'll be throwing out some marketing nuggets here, please.
Yeah, they marketing nuggets. That's what you need. I like it. Well, I don't think we had any marketing nuggets here today, but whatever. Listen, everybody go and follow the Marketing Millennial Show. It is incredible. Give Daniel a great review. And if you're hearing this before Guru Conference, go guruconference.com. It's free. It's virtual. You can hear me sing. What a sell. Later. Daniel, come on, man. I got to get back to work. Get out of there. All right. While he's still in there, this is Jay. Check out my podcast, Do This, Not That, for marketers. Each week, we share really quick tips on stuff that can improve your marketing. And I hope you give it a try. Oh, here's Daniel. He's finally out.
Back from my bathroom break. This is Daniel. Go follow the Marketing Millennial podcast, but also tune into this series. It's once a week, the bathroom break. We talk about marketing tips that we just spew out, and it could be anything from email subject line to any marketing tips in the world. We'll talk about it. Just give us a shout on LinkedIn and tell us what you want to hear. Peace out.
Later.